5 years after Arnold Schwarzenegger wrote a recall election to the California governor's mansion, the state prison guard union wants to recall him.
Governor Schwarzenegger is a Republican, and he came to power in 2003 after winning a special recall election to replace Democratic Governor Gray Davis. Barbara O'Connor is the director of the Institute for the Study of Politics and Media at Sacramento State University. And is this just a little bit ironic that here is a recall effort targeted at Schwarzenegger, who benefited from the last recall effort?
It is ironic. It's a different situation, however. I think you can't totally compare the events that led to Gray Davis's recall or the public's perception of Governor Schwarzenegger versus Governor Davis.
Well, what is this latest recall about, and is it serious?
I think it's serious because this prison guard union has a ton of money. And if they put it all behind the effort to gather signatures, they can certainly get enough signatures to qualify it. Having said that, whether it would win in an election is another issue. The public believes that this governor is an outsider trying to do the people's business. And while his ratings ebb and flow a bit, they're always hovering at the lowest at around 40%. The legislature, on the other hand, run usually 12 or 13% approval ratings. So I think in an election, the average voter would not side with the prison guard union.
Well, why are they doing this right now? Isn't there a contract dispute behind this?
There is. They have a pending salary dispute with the governor's office. So it's really self-interest. I think the average person, if it were to qualify, would perceive it that way, despite the amount of money that they would spend. And the sad thing is, you know, we have no budget. And to divert everyone's attention to this issue as opposed to getting a budget and resolving the fiscal crisis in California is really sad.
And what does the governor say about this?
He says that he won't be intimidated and that he's doing the people's business and he's trying very hard to get sort of intransigent interests together. There are some real systemic problems with getting a budget through, a two-thirds supermajority on any vote. And the governor is not the only one who's dealt with this. Every time the state is in fiscal crisis, we have these issues raised. It's not a one-time event. So until the systemic issues of budget negotiation are resolved, California will confront this.
So if you could assess how effective Governor Schwarzenegger has been since he's been in office, what would you say?
Well, I think it's a mixed review. He's come in with some ideas. Some have failed. Some have passed. He keeps charging at these systemic problems and hasn't gotten much support. He's won a couple ballot initiatives. He's got some pending as a part of this budget deal. But I think the average voter views him as trying to be postpartisan. I mean, his energy, his popularity, his force of personality, I think everybody likes. But the policy implications of those are truly mixed.
Barbara O'Connor teaches political communications at Sacramento State University. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.